dramatic.
The most dramatic thing, that comes. I had to go to hospital with somebody who had a knife sticking out of their chest.
You're kidding.
Their son had stabbed them. He had mental health issues. So I was in the ambulance, holding the bucket, catching all the blood.
Oh, no.
It's not very... I suppose it's interesting. It's different. I just spent the evening there with the victim who's unfortunately died.
Sorry to hear that.
Yes. So, what else?
How long were you in the ambulance for?
As long as it took to get from Holloway Road to Whittington. It was probably about 5 minutes, but the preparation time to get her into the ambulance and there was a lot longer.
And so were you the first person on the scene? Or?
No, the social services were. And they were outside when her son stabbed her, unfortunately. They were watching through the letterbox. And then one of my colleagues was the next nurse. So obviously we kicked the door in. Half the team went out the back, chased him, caught him, and the rest of us administered first aid.
That must have been terrifying.
It is, and it's stuck in my memory. I've been a police officer for 17 years, and every time somebody asks me what's the worst thing I dealt with, that will always come to my head. And I think it's particularly sad because it was her son that killed her. And she'd called social services for assistance with him.
What happened to the son afterwards?
I have a feeling he would have gone to a secure unit because of his mental health issues. So would have been detained under a Mental Health Act, I should imagine.
And
I don't think he was going to be fit to stand trial. But I never followed that through. I wasn't the officer in the case. Just dealt with the trauma at the time.
How did you feel, like, sitting there holding a bucket while somebody bleeds into it?
It's just... the adrenaline kicks in. So, because I don't like blood... And it's afterwards, you think about it, because I couldn't deal with that cold. You know, if I wasn't in my role as a police officer, I would struggle to deal with blood. But yeah, it's just, everything kicks in, all your training kicks in. But it was traumatic, and it was obviously traumatic for me, because I still remember it to this day. Of all the things I've dealt with in my service, that's probably the most traumatic.
And what did you do after that?
We get debriefed. The whole team gets debriefed because that was an unusual incident for that to have happened as we were on our way there and had just happened. So fresh. You know, to get there within a minute of something happening is quite unusual. And you know, she was still alive when we got there, so that's pretty traumatic. So yeah, we get debriefed and we get offered counselling.
Did you hear her last words?
No.
No.
No. I think my colleague, because on our notebooks we have an opportunity for people to make a dying statement. I don't know if you know.